Trenches, an interesting souvenir. Dear Mr. Hunt, thanks for the cigarettes and magazine. All very much appreciated. I want to confess something. I'm terribly short of cigarettes just now. I don't know how to get on. So you had Peter Jackson up to see you a short time ago. Lord, how I wish I could get up to London. Some of our chaps have leave, but this advance seems to have put a stop to it. That's the only reason I'm sorry for being long awaited in advance. God knows it's really time we did something up here, if only to relieve pressure on the Eastern Front. We are in this part of the line and are still sitting tight, worse luck. I wish they could get a move on here as well. It's cost us a good many casualties. But I think the Germans, with the bombardment that's been going on and the counterattacks they deliver, must have lost many more than us. I've got an interesting souvenir. It's part of a framework of a German aeroplane, the fourth which our airmen have recently brought down in this neighbourhood. The machine gun in one of the other planes had killed the German pilot, and the machine, getting out of control, exploded. Or at least the engine did. The whole aircraft crashed to earth. God, it was an awful mess. Both the pilot and the observer were killed, the former being bashed out of recognition. But the latter survived the fall but died shortly afterwards. Our airmen seem to be the master of the Germans now. Although the Taubes seem to be the faster machines, our men seem to have much spirit and initiative. About a fortnight ago, I saw a fleet of 14 of our planes cross over our lines on the raiding expedition. They were in close formation, and the Germans sent up a rain of shells without doing any damage. The raid was very successful. I believe 2 transports full of Germans, reinforcements being wrecked, a large station destroyed. Well, that's about all from me. Let me hear from you soon. How is everybody up there? Yours very sincerely, Gilbert Williams.